So note is wrong. Continue here with the Yid Gimel, and we'll finish this sheet, and if we do finish this sheet, we'll have more papers that we'll give out, but let's first finish this. So we were discussing last time the idea of the seemingly machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam about someone who's Nebuch Napikaris, right? The Lashon of Reb Chaim is quoted that Nebuch Napikaris is Eich Napikaris, and it's used as a hasber in the Rambam. Seemingly the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes if someone believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf by virtue of the fact that he went through Maimari Chazal, and he went through Pesukim and Tanakh, and all the implications to him is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, so he concludes that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. Seemingly the Rambam holds that he's still a kaifer, and he does not part of Klal Yisrael, doesn't have any of the rights that someone from Klal Yisrael has. And the Ravid says you can't call a guy a kaifer if he is basing himself on Pesukim, basing himself on different Chazal, you can't call him a Kaifer. You know, G'dayim Chacham Mimena, I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a guf because of the Pesukim, because of the Ma'amar Chazal. So first of all, I guess it's important to note, you know, the Chaznish is not convinced there's a Machlokes. Chaznish is not convinced. He's not convinced either way, but he thinks it's Shaykh to say that Batsim, the Rambam, also means like the Ravid. And if someone really makes an honest mistake based on the Pesukim of the Torah, based on Maamar Chazal, we're not going to consider him a Kaifer. But if you assume that the Ravid understood the Rambam properly, and if you assume that there really is a Machlokes, so there are those who want to say the Pshat in the Rambam is, because it doesn't matter why you're not Bikaris. If you're not Bikaris, you're not Bikaris. In other words, admission to Klal Yisrael and everything that comes with it requires that you have certain beliefs. You don't have those beliefs, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. It's not Shaykh, Shaygeg, Aynes, it doesn't matter, because Lamaisa, you just don't have those beliefs that are necessary to be a Chaluk of Klal Yisrael. And we discussed last time, it's a little bit of a hard thing to say, because Lamaisa, we do know there's a concept of a Tinek Shenishba, someone who was captured by Gayim, and the Rambam carries it even further, someone who's brought up in a situation of people who are not Maiminim. So they're not considered outside of the realm of Klal Yisrael, even though they are Kaifrim. Also, it would mean L'chaira, someone who's a baby, is not considered part of Klal Yisrael, which hard thing to say. And these are some of the issues that Rabbi Chana discusses. So if you guys have the page, there's a Rabbi Chana, the Kavitz Mamar, and we'll go through it maybe inside a little bit. Says, Das HaRambam. The Rambam holds that someone who believes in Akshama, believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu as a guf is a man, is not Bikaris. But Ravid Kasav Shagdoilim V'toivim Tobzem Bnei Agadai Simshab Shesus Hadas. The Ravid says, no, there's many great people who believe that because of the Maamar Chazal that caused them to have the wrong daya. V'shamati b'shem kveid merino rabbeinu agrach halevi zatzal mibrisk b'das harambam. I heard b'shem Reb Chaim in the explanation of the Rambam. Ki b'kfira l'shayach shaygig. There's such a thing as shaygig by kfira. Don't be called makav eina maimin. Because l'maisa, you're not maimin. V'efshir liyos b'kha Yisrael b'loy emuna. Says it's not a punishment. You can't be from Klal Yisrael without a Muna. So you don't have a Muna, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. It has nothing to do with a punishment. So when we talk about Ayin Shem, so we can talk about Shagig and Mezin and Ainis. But we're not talking about Ayin Shem. We're talking about the criteria to be a Chaluk of Klal Yisrael. Your mother has to be Jewish. You have to believe certain things. You don't believe certain things, it's like your mother's not Jewish. Your mother's not Jewish. It's not a punishment to you. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. That's just what it takes to be part of Klal Yisrael. So Lameisa, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. V'ayrim mishmoy b'zeh al-ashen. Dervas is nebuch ha-bikaris, is eich ha-bikaris. Right? It says, that's the famous lashen, but nebuch ha-bikaris is also not bikaris. Ul-chayre dvar v'mukhrachim. So first he says, he wants to bring a raya to Reb Chaim. He says it has to be, just, in seichel, logically it has to be like Reb Chaim. Why? Shrei kol ha-kaifrim v'chol oivdei avodah zarah hei mutin. It says, anyone who's a kaifer, anyone who's Ivan Avajazara, what's the pshat? A guy believes, you know, he believes that the sun is God. It's because that's what he believes, that's what he thinks. You know, he's a shaygei, right? He makes a mistake, and because of his inability to, let's say, think things properly, inability to understand things properly because he has a bad messiah or whatever it is, he makes a mistake and he thinks the son's God. So if you're going to have a shaygig by kvira, so everyone who's kaifer is a shaygig.
How do you even have a mazik by kvira?
So that's what he said. So let's hold off a minute, right? Let's hold off. That's his point so far. The someone who gives their child over to Melech, right? By Zara, purchase some Rishonim, they would burn their children. You know, obviously, that person's doing it because he thinks it's the right thing to do. He thinks that this is really the proper Aveda. A person naturally has mercy on his child. He burns his child because he really thinks that this is what whoever his God is wants him to do. So obviously, that guy is Shoigeg. He's not amazing. You know, He really thinks this is the MS. So if there's such a thing as Shegeg and Aidus by Kfira, by Avodah Zarah, then you're never going to have a Mason. So this Rechaim must be right, that no, you're not part of Klal Yisrael. If you're a Kaifer, it doesn't matter what the reason for that is. Aval Kasha, he says, but it can't really be. You have a little baby that's in a cradle. He doesn't believe in anything. For sure, he's part of Klal Yisrael. A tinek which is captured by the Gentiles. Maybe carbon ashigasai, if ain't dinai kumummer, he doesn't have a din of a mummer, he has a din of a shagig or an itis. Umukach, the honest Rahman Patrick, gambichsardimuna. So you see, these are the rayas that we discussed already, that it has to be, there is such a din of Ainis Rahman Patrick by Kfira. So, Rabbi Chanan has a pshav. Yeshai Malfiya Mavura Maila. Ki yisaydei ha'muna mukhrachin vidas adam mitzalatzma vaitidei makum al Kfira. Says, this is a famous sheet that Rabbi Chanan has, says every person naturally, if they look at things with an open mind, the way people are created is that we can be typhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, we can understand the basic concepts of Emunah. They're apparent to anyone who's going to look with an honest, open viewpoint. Naturally, if a person is has an honest outlook, there's no makam for kfira.
Right? There's some things that we consider kfira, like leaving the blue of Hashem, like Christians, whatever, they like, also believe in Hashem, so like that makes sense, but we still consider that kfira.
No, so I think that Rabbi Chanan understands that if a person would view things with an honest viewpoint, you know, would start from the beginning and he would see that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he would look at, you know, the Mesorah, and he would look at the history, he would understand that the Vuas Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes. That he would look at Kadosh Baruch Hu and look at the Torah, whatever.
Well,
it's Nishba,
he doesn't have a Torah.
So let's hold a minute. V'rak rotzer ha'adam l'frikas ol, mata sicha l'tais bedvarim pshutim u'mukhrachim ha'ken shigas ha'ela. Zadon. Says the reason why you have people who come to the wrong conclusion, you have people who come and say there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who come and say that there's no Schar V'Aydish, whatever it may be, things that are kfira, is because they want to be parik ol. They have taivas, they have urges to do things that are not kfiya taira, things they wouldn't be able to do if there was a din v'cheshbin, if there was, you know, ayin raya isn't shemas. So therefore, because of their taiva to be parik ol, so that twists the way they think about things. They don't think about things with an honest, open mind, and that's why they come to conclusions which are not what a person naturally would conclude if you looked at it with an open mind. But let's say a person reads the Torah and he thinks that something in the Torah tells him that it's mutter to Avodah Zarah. Then Hitaka has a din of a shaygeg. That's Aymer Mutter. Then Hitaka has a din of a shaygeg because he understands that he's supposed to do what the Torah says, and he thinks the Torah says that he should do Avodah Zarah. The Abshur Shazui Kavanas Arayvin. Maybe this is what the Arayvin means. They are Gullis and Meshab Shazadeus, Hanya Shetuhusan, Eda Midas Atzman. Elo Abnesh Mevatlan Taitan Ladas HaGadlis, Vizil Bechal, Amir Mutter, Dechashiv Shgaga, Gabbik Fira. Says, that's what the Arayvin means. If a person would come on his own and say, you know what, I'm a philosopher, and I thought this through, and I think a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a guf. Says, no one would say that he's not a kaifer. That's a kaifer. Because, the way that Rabbi Chanan is understanding it, the only reason why you came to this conclusion is because you did not do an honest open-minded introspection. You just had taivas to do things differently. You didn't want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being, you know, categorically different and higher than us. So you came to this conclusion that he has a goof. That's going to be a kaifer for sure. But what the Rav is saying is, if a guy comes from the psukim, he comes from the Gemaras. Says, no, he's mevatel his das to the Torah. But the Torah says he has a goof, and that's why he believes he's a goof. Then the Rav says that he's not considered a kaifer. V'tizyashiv makshemakshem mehadam Reb Hillel e Mashiach Yisrael shekvar hu b'mei Chizkiyah. And this is a big question that's discussed by Rishonim, Achronim. Right? The Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that Rav Hillel Shita, Rav Hillel says that Ein Mashiach Yisrael shekvar acha b'mei Chizkiyah, that there's no Mashiach for Klal Yisrael. Mashiach's not coming. Whatever the Haftacha of Mashiach was already in the sky in the days of Chizkiyah, there's no more Mashiach for Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says that if someone doesn't believe in Bias HaMashiach, so he's a kaifer, he has no chayil kadogam haba. How can you say that Rav Hillel and Amira has no chayil kadogam haba? It's a little problematic. If Yitaka has no chayil kadogam haba, he's not the chalkai, so we shouldn't be quoting him in the Gemara. You know, he's not a valid viewpoint. But Rav Chanan says, based on this, I can understand it. Well, if you have before Nicha Shrim Hillel, Amir came if they should talk about Vanas Haksuvim. Like Amir Mutter Vedina Kashaygig. Mushum Hachi, Kama, Rav Yosef Hasim Sharilei. Mare Rav Hillel. He says that Rav Hillel was basing himself on the psukim. He learned up the psukim incorrectly. Learning up the psukim incorrectly doesn't make you into a kaifer. Yeah, we don't think he was right. We think Mashiach will come. But he's not a kaifer because he wasn't coming from an incorrect daya. He was coming from his translation of the psukim. He was willing to accept whatever the psukim told him. He saw in the psukim that Mashiach came in the days of Chizkiyah. So Memeira, he's wrong, but people make mistakes. That doesn't preclude him from being considered an Amira. But Lamaisa, he's not a kaifer. Fine. So Lamaisa, the Shtigl Torah of Rabbi Chanan is that when Rabbi Chaim says it doesn't mean like others would say that in order to be part of Klal Yisrael, you have to have certain days. And if you don't have these days, regardless of why you don't have these days, you can't be part of Klal Yisrael. No, that's not true. Really, it's kind of an einish for having the wrong days. And you only get this einish for having the wrong days if you could have helped it. Now, what do you mean you could have helped it? How could you have helped it? Lamaisa, if you believe in Avodah Zarah, you believe in Avodah Zarah. That's what you believe in, that's what you believe in. So he says, well, it depends. It depends why you believe in Avodah Zarah. If you believe in Avodah Zarah because that's what your parents taught you, you're a Tinek Shenishba, and you're not held accountable. You're considered Shaye, you're considered Einis, you bring a carbon, you're not held accountable, you're not considered someone who's Chutz Mikal Yisrael. If you believe in Avodah Zarah because you learned the Psukim in the Torah, and you're Mevatel your Das to the Das of the Torah, the Torah says that Avodah Zarah is the right way, okay, you're a Shaygig. That's Aimer Mutter, because the mistake was an honest mistake. But if you believe in Avodah Zarah, or you believe in Akshama, or you believe in any one of the you believe in any one of the beliefs that are connected to the Yisaitis Hadas, because you philosophically decided that that's what makes sense, so Rabbi Chanan says, that means that you didn't give it a fair shot. Well, that means if you philosophically decided that one of the Ikare Hadas of our religion are wrong, the only way, Rabbi Chanan says, you could come to that conclusion is if your taivas are twisting your mind. It says, people are created honest naturally, and if you really were committed yourself to looking at it honestly, you would come to the truth. So therefore, you could be held accountable to a daya which is incorrect, even though you could say, well, I'm shaking because I just don't believe it. This is what I believe. No, you're not shaking. If you would look at it honestly, you would believe. Therefore, you're not considered shaking. Therefore, you're considered mason. They want to say, what's the machaikas Rambam and Ravid, right? Machaikas Rambam and Ravid, whether if you believe in Hakshama, you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a body because of what you see in the psukim, because of what you see in the chazals, says that it's a very partial machaikas. The Ravid holds that a person could look at the psukim and could look at chazals and come to the conclusion that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a goof. That could be considered an honest mistake. The Rambam says it's so obvious that when the psukim say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf, it doesn't mean it literally. The only way you can misunderstand those psukim is if you're not looking at it honestly. So therefore, the machaikis, Rambam and Raivad, is not a machaikis, you know, a sadistic machaikis about whether Nebuch Habikairis is considered Habikairis or not. The machaikis, Rambam and Raivad, is, does it make sense that someone who has an honest look at the psukim, an honest look at Chazals, could take them literally? That's what the Raivad says. The Rambam says, no, if you're honestly looking at it, you'll know that these psukim are meant to be taken metaphorically and not literally. And therefore, if you do take it literally, we can hold you accountable and we can consider you outside of the realm of Kal Yisrael. Yeah, what? Well, I guess, you know, Lamaisa, we have the Giyas. And Lamaisa, it's very hard to get over your Giyas. So Lamaisa, we could still consider him, you know, Nebuch HaBikaris, I think. And, you know, it's not so easy to get past our Giyas. It's, I think we understand that people, it's not taken for granted that it's so easy. I think that's what he's saying. But no, I think that when we speak about Kadosh Baruch having a guf versus not having a guf, having a guf means he's like kind of one of us, you know. He's maybe a little better, a little stronger, a little bigger, a little more powerful, but he's meinyan of the same type of thing that we are. And you know, if you want not to be limited by a force greater than yourself, so you say, fine. There's this God, but he's not so different than me. But if there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's Eina Binyana of us, he's not part of this world at all. The way that we limit things in this world is not negaya to him. Then it's we have to be much more subservient to him. He's not something similar to us at all. He's so much greater that I think that people who don't want to be limited, don't want to see this force which is that much categorically different from them.
Why is that kfira?
I think it's kfira because I think it's kfira more simply. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a guf. That's if you believe that the God that we have has a guf, that's not believing in Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's believing in a different God. That's not our God. A God with a guf is not our God. Our God is a God which is.
And how did the Rambam know that in
that guf? Oh, so that's a very good question. And the Rambam or Sajjah, maybe we'll get to it. It's a fascinating concept. Means that right, you look through all the psukim, you look through all the chazals, and they all do say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf. Now the Rambam and Rav Sajigal, and they say that it's so obvious philosophically that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not one of us in any sense. So obvious philosophically that he's not part of this world and doesn't have any shaykhus to anything physical, that if you take those psukim literally, you're a kaifer. It's coming misvara. It's coming misvara that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in a God, it's something which is not meinyan of this world at all. But it is a fascinating concept because the Raivad has a good point in the sense that all the psukim, all the chazals are not like this. They're at face value not like this. And we speak of the Yad Hashem. We speak about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's thousands, probably. What? What's interesting is that I don't know if there's any chazals that tell us that. I don't know any chazals that say, listen, when it says, you know, the Yad Elokim, when it says the Etzba, when it says Panim al Panim, it doesn't mean it literally. Are there any chazals that say that? What? The chazals that speak about the tefillin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the achirai, the back, the front, all the physical aspects. I don't know of any chazals who say, no, it's not literal. I think that the Rambam and Rasajigai just held it makes no sense. And they said, therefore, everything has to be metaphorically. All right, before we stop, I want to look at the Amar Benel for a minute. So, Lamaisa, we have these two ways of learning Reb Chaim, what it means, Nebuch HaBikaris, Ech HaBikaris. The Amar Benel has something interesting to see. It's Reish HaMana. Svadvar me'elu kuram le'yizbelim ha'muna tarius v'asecho ha'yashar. Levisha das ha'kaizev. When a person has false deus. Kishayia be'ikar me'ikari ha'emuna. When they are from the ikari ha'emuna, we have false deus about one of the ikari ha'emuna. Kvar yosir ha'nefesh me'hatzlachasay amitis. He removed his nefesh from having true hatzlacha. V'lo yavyeil chayom haba. He won't bring him to chayom haba. Aval pishal yasa, he said, be'kavan olim, right? Even though you're not trying to be married. Kikimai sham hamavis, just like poison. Kishi yoychala adamaisa yichala ruchai. You eat poison, it's gonna kill you. Vinishmasa elav yasif. Ava pishinemar shachasai bechashvai shahaya maichal bari vinais. Even if a person has a taina. You know, I ate the poison because I thought it was very good, healthy food. I thought it was maichal bari vinais. That's not really going to help him, right? Either poison, it's going to kill you. You could tie it from today till tomorrow, that it looked really good, you thought it was healthy, that is not really going to affect the metzias. Kein ha-kfira, so to kfira, ve'emuna ha-kazeves be'inyin me'ikare adas, yigrishu nefesh ha'adam v'imineum yirush sa'erom haba b'lai safik. So the way that the Abar Benel puts it is as, you know, false deus, when they come to ikare me'ikare adas, I like poison. And it doesn't matter why you take poison. You take poison, you can have many explanations as to why you thought it was a good idea to eat poison, but they're not going to change the fact that the poison kills you. It says you can have many explanations as to why you have these false deus, but the Maaseh, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you, and they're not going to allow you to be zeichat ha'olam haba. So it does sound like from the Abar Benel that it doesn't matter why you have deus of kfira. Deus of kfira like poison. There's no discussing why you took the poison. It has a certain mitzias to it that it damages you. Deus of kfira also damage you. Now, you can't ask on the Abar Benel that what's going to be by a baby, because a baby doesn't have deus of kfira. A baby has no deus, right? It's deus of kfira that damage you, but having no deus, according to the Bar Mitzvah, is lav dafka going to damage you. According to the first Bahalak we said in the Ram Chaim, having no deus also is not going to make you part of Klal Yisrael, because there are certain days you need to have to be part of Klal Yisrael. But according to the Bar Mitzvah, if you have deus about the Ikarim, that are Sheker, that's what's going to damage you. But I guess you would need explanation, according to the Bar Mitzvah, if you have a Tinik Shenishba. So Maisa, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say, because he's a Tinik Shenishba, which is one of Rabbi Chanan's rayas, that you can't say that anyone who doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not part of Klal Yisrael. So how is the Abar Benel going to deal with that? Maisa, he still has those days which are shaker, so it should still be like poison. That's going to be, I think, the explanation. You know what? I don't know, Maisa, the way, it depends how literally you want to take what he says, right? The comparison he has is like the poison. So you have a tiny, this is quite a patria, when you have poison, right? You took poison. So, I don't know, I would leave that as a question. Maybe I would leave that as a question. Okay, so let's hold it here, and we'll reconvene at 12:15. Having some technical difficulties with my Marcomos and the fact that I left my printer at home, so I wasn't able to print stuff. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have a printer. But I wrote a list of Mamar Kovas. If guys are ready, if guys didn't do the Beis Yosef yet, you should do the Beis Yosef. If guys have finished the Beis Yosef, so there's a list of Mamar Kovas here, which didn't come out so clear, but I think they're still legible.